Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
According to the Screen Actors Guild, an actor must be paid for the day or week of shooting regardless of whether they're included in the final film or not. Although some big actors are contractually allowed to be paid afterwards through box office income, the original SAG rule is non-negotiable. It's basically considered gospel when it comes to paying actors for their time regardless of whether they're SAG members or not. That being said, this rule can lead to a very odd occurrence. Sometimes, when an actor gets replaced or removed for one reason or another, they can still be paid handsomely for their time. Although this is quite rare in the cinema world, as productions run on a very tight schedule after months of planning and casting, it has happened numerous times in history due to controversy, poor planning, or simply because the director changed their mind. At the end of the day, getting paid is getting paid, but admittedly it doesn't sound great on paper to be paid off to stay out of a film. This being said, I'm Amy from What Culture, and here's 10 actors who got paid to not star in movies. 10. Johnny Depp in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them 3. In recent months, Johnny Depp has been involved in a whirlwind of controversy thanks to emerging stories of domestic violence between him and his ex-wife Amber Heard. Whilst Depp and Heard have vehemently accused each other, leading to major fallouts and backlash against the both of them, Depp was labelled a wife-beater by a writer of the Sun newspaper. In turn, Depp took the Sun's publisher and the paper's executive editor, Dan Wooten, to court. But as Depp lost the trial, the result has caused his reputation to plummet. Despite playing a major character in J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them film series, Warner Brothers has stepped in and told Depp to resign from the third production currently in the works. Depp agreed to the terms and has been paid at least $10 million for his one day of shooting because of contractual agreements. His part as Gellert Grindelwald has now been given to Danish actor Mads Mikkelsen, and the film is continuing production without Depp with a 2022 release date. 9. Marlon Brando in Scary Movie 2. Scary Movie 2 is known for having quite a few big-name actors starring alongside Anna Faris, including James Woods, David Cross, and Tim Curry. However, one of the actors who was planned to have a cameo yet unfortunately couldn't star in the movie was Hollywood legend Marlon Brando. Believe it or not, Brando was originally going to star as Father McFeely, one of the exorcists in the opening parody. However, when it came time to start filming, Brando had to drop out of the project due to health issues and was paid $2 million for the one day that he was on set. Undeterred, James Woods was taken on to replace Brando and ended up adding a lot of memorable comedy to such a small role. Reportedly, Brando was really struggling on the day that he did come into film because he was suffering from pneumonia at the time. Whenever filming paused, he had to sit down and wear an oxygen mask. In a strange way, things turned out for the better because of Woods' involvement, not least because Scary Movie 2 would have been a really weird credit for Brando, but to see him in such a frail condition would have been tragic. 8. Billy Dee Williams in Batman Forever. For the sequel to the smash 1989 hit Batman, Tim Burton decided to feature a number of famous villains for the Caped Crusader to battle against. Danny DeVito's Penguin and Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman stayed in, but Billy Dee Williams' appearance as Two-Face was cut from the film altogether. Williams starred in the first Batman as a pre-Two-Face Harvey Dent. However, when it came to The Batman Returns, Burton wanted to separate the sequel from the original movie. Thus, Two-Face was taken out before filming began. Fast forward to Batman Forever, with Joel Schumacher in the director's chair, and it was confirmed that Two-Face was going to be the villain. Fans were excited to see Billy Dee Williams return for the role that he'd been waiting to do, but in the end, Tommy Lee Jones wound up playing the character in a famous case of bad casting. Apparently, Williams had a contract that guaranteed him the chance to play Two-Face in a future Batman installment. Thus, when he wasn't chosen, he still got paid a lump sum for the role. Thankfully, fans finally got to see Williams' Two-Face performance in the Lego Batman movie, just a short 28 years later. 7. Jack Whitehall in Frozen. British comedian Jack Whitehall is currently all set to star in the upcoming Disney film Jungle Cruise. However, this is not his first dabble in Disney features, as he originally voiced one of the characters from Frozen, Gothy the Troll, but the line that he recorded didn't feature in the end product. Whitehall has gone on record claiming that he was incredibly excited to star in the Disney film, even though he only had one line, "I trollfully pronounce you man and wife." He had to find out that his line had been cut in the most heartbreaking way. When he finally got round to seeing the film, he saw that not only has his line been cut, but his character had been pushed out of the picture long before he was even gonna be central screen. Whitehall makes a point of saying how salty he is about the whole affair even to this day, mentioning how even though Disney still paid him for his role, he remains uncredited on the film. Despite all this, he still appeared as Gothy the Troll in Frozen on Broadway to make up for the whole mess. 6. Sammy Davis Jr. in Diamonds Are Forever. Out of all the cameos that were featured in the James Bond franchise, Sammy Davis Jr.'s small role in Diamonds Are Forever could have been one of the greatest of all, considering Davis Jr.'s legendary status in the history of cinema. However, his cameo was axed entirely from the theatrical cut of the movie, only to be featured on the extras option when the film finally came out on DVD. A vaudeville star, a member of the Rat Pack, and one of the most famous African-American actors of the 50s and 60s, it's unsurprising that Davis Jr. was chosen to star as a Las Vegas gambling man in the Bond film about diamond smuggling. His humorous cameo as an unlucky gambler could have added quite a bit of flair to the film, but unfortunately it was cut with no reason as to why. One theory is that it could have been cut just for time purposes, whereas another is that Davis Jr.'s star power could have distracted from Sean Connery's presence. Considering his history in Hollywood and the lengths that Bond films go to include celebrity cameos, it can be assumed that Sammy Davis Jr. was paid handsomely for his time. Despite this, to this day there is very little information on his cameo and the reasons behind its cutting. 5. Nicolas Cage in Superman Lives. In the 1990s, following his success with the Batman movies, Tim Burton was called upon to make a Superman movie called Superman Lives that actually ended up getting cancelled before production began. The weirdest fact about this film is that Nicolas Cage was going to star as the Man of Steel. In 2015, John Schnepp made a documentary about the cancelled Superman project called The Death of Superman Lives: What Happened. The documentary ended up revealing a lot of information about the shelved movie. It turns out that Superman Lives was actually the brainchild of Cage, himself a lifelong comic book fan, and would have been about Superman fighting his most bizarre foe, Brainiac, who would have been played either by Jim Carrey or Christopher Walken in a giant mechanical spider. To date, all that exists of the project are test shoots, with a long-haired Cage wearing the famous red and blue costume. It was so strange, in fact, that when pictures of Cage in the suit hit the internet, many believed it was a hoax. Either way, Cage was paid $20 million to be in the film before shooting even began. However, in the end, all the money that producers put into the project, as well as the giant spider idea, went to the Will Smith venture Wild Wild West. 4. Harrison Ford in E.T. Unbeknownst to many who saw the film, legendary actor Harrison Ford was set to have a small cameo in Steven Spielberg's magnum opus, featuring as the head teacher of Elliot's school. In one scene, Elliot gets sent to the headmaster when E.T. starts affecting his school life. Ford turned up and did the scene with no problems, but Spielberg cut it before the film reached cinemas. Spielberg didn't want Ford to distract from the main point of the movie, especially when it came to marketing the film, as Ford would have hogged the limelight. The deleted sequence has never been officially released. Even when it came to the film's 20th anniversary edition, which redid a lot of the film's original content, Ford was still left out of the film altogether. 3. Tobey Maguire in Life of Pi. Life of Pi was one of the biggest films of 2012. Directed by acclaimed Taiwanese drama director Ang Lee, it was unlike anything else that cinema had to offer that year. It felt fresh, original, and it lacked any Hollywood cliches or certifiable star power outside of Gerard Depardieu, who by 2012 had become long forgotten by mainstream media. All of this was purposeful. Lee wanted people to focus on the spiritual aspects of the story and not those who starred in it. This is evidenced by the fact that although he had a part done and filmed for the movie, Spider-Man actor Tobey Maguire was ultimately cut because he was deemed too big of a star. Watching back the scene in post-production, Lee decided that Maguire's star power dwarfed the emotions, and thus decided to replace him completely. In an interview after the fact, Lee said that he'd misjudged the situation and underestimated the power of the stars. When it's a movie star sitting there, he says, it captures attention. It just didn't really work out. 2. Mick Jagger in Fitzcarraldo. Werner Herzog's epic Fitzcarraldo is still regarded today as a masterpiece of filmmaking that's almost transcendent in nature, despite having a production that was nothing short of a nightmare. A story about a rubber tycoon, the film was originally slated to star Jason Roberts as the titular Fitzcarraldo, and Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones as his sidekick, Wilbur. However, Roberts got sick and was replaced by the difficult Klaus Kinski, and Jagger's role was cut entirely. Whilst Roberts got amoebic dysentery, which put him out of action for a long time, Jagger couldn't return to filming because of the Stones' 1981 American tour. Apparently, Jagger was very enthusiastic about his role. There's still some footage that exists today, showing him alongside Roberts delivering a very different performance than that of Kinski. Even if Jagger's film star dreams were never realised, him and Roberts were well compensated for their time. And number 1, Michael Biehn in Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Michael Biehn is best remembered as the face of Kyle Reese, hero of the Resistance who fought Schwarzenegger in the original The Terminator. However, Biehn surprisingly only saw an appearance on the sequel, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, years after the film's original release, as his scene was axed from the theatrical cut. In an effort to help audiences relate to Sarah Connor's emotional struggle, James Cameron filmed a scene where Connor dreams about Reese in order to regain her strength and escape from the psychiatric hospital she's being kept in. Although keeping this scene in the film wouldn't have distracted from anything really, it was cut primarily for pacing reasons, as the film is quite lengthy at 2 hours and 10 minutes long. Cameron felt that this dream sequence and an earlier one got the same point across to the audience, and were ultimately unnecessary, so they were cut from the film altogether. However, Biehn's cameo did eventually see the light of day in the 2015 extended special edition of Terminator 2, which also included deleted scenes and an alternate ending that would have changed the Terminator canon altogether.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.